The summit of North American leaders has come to an end in Mexico. It was a meeting between the leaders of Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, but all eyes were on President Biden and his Mexican counterpart, whose initial meetings were awkward, to say the least. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
Right before their bilateral talk on Monday, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador showered President Biden with compliments and then said that Biden could make Simón Bolívar's dream of a united continent a reality.
Presidente Biden, usted tiene la llave.
President Biden, you have the key to better the relationships between all of the countries on the American continent.
Obrador styles himself a leftist, so inviting an American president into the fraternity of revolutionary Latin American leaders should have been a compliment. But Biden instead insisted the U.S. has responsibilities beyond the Western Hemisphere.
It's in Central Europe, it's in Asia, it's in the Middle East, it's in Africa. It's in Southwest West Asia.
To Rafael Fernandez de Castro, who studies U.S.-Mexico relations at UC Davis, Biden wanted to distance himself from Simón Bolívar, a figure used by authoritarian regimes in Venezuela. But what López Obrador was doing, he says, was trying to bring the U.S. closer to Latin America. It backfired, but Fernandez de Castro says ultimately the Mexican president chose the benefits of siding with North America.
He feels Latin America, for he understands that Mexico is in the economic sphere of North America.
Indeed, the big takeaway from this conference was the creation of a task force to bolster nearshoring, or the production of everything from computer chips to vehicles in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, in order to cut dependence from China. By the time the final press conference came around, López Obrador had nothing but praise for President Biden. Unlike others, he said, Biden has been humane with Mexicans and migrants.
You are the first U.S. president in a long time not to build a single meter of border wall.
Fernandez de Castro, the professor, says the tone was surprising for a president known for his recalcitrance and who delayed recognizing Biden after his electoral win.
The personal relationship of Biden and López Obrador is signaling, going a full circle.
What was once distant, he says, is now warm and amicable. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.